Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Barrington Moore takes on a mentoring role with his cousin, Darren Fleming, just 15. Fleming's on probation for a juvenile court offense, but he's allowed to attend a party with friends as long as he's back home by 8 p.m. By 9 p.m., Fleming still is not home, so Barrington Moore goes to look for him. Darren Fleming refuses to leave the party and actually fights with Barrington Moore. Fleming pulls a gun. The two struggle. Moore is shot dead.
Nancy, Moore took an interest in mentorship after his mother enrolled him in a program sponsored by his church as a child. Moore was well known in the Nashville community for his work with children. At the party, Fleming hid from Moore in a closet. The fight broke out when Moore discovered him, and partygoers called 911 after Fleming fired the shot. Moore was rushed to Skyline Medical Center, where he died of his injuries.
Darren Fleming, 15, charged as an adult with homicide. Clarence Yoder drinks during a trip to Yellowstone. He drinks so much he decides it's a good idea to get closer to wildlife. How? He harasses a herd of buffalo and even kicks one of the animals before bystanders call park rangers. Yoder has minor injuries from the buffalo encounter. Yoder, 40, now charged with public, drunk, disorderly conduct, 2 counts of disturbing wildlife. He got off easy. What if those buffalo had charged him? And they would be well within their constitutional rights to do so. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Wisconsin as a Dane County jury has found that a man convicted of sexually assaulting and killing a 20-month-old girl, along with also abusing the child's mother, his then-girlfriend, was sane at the time of the crimes. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
A jury last month found 25-year-old Marshawn Giles guilty of 15 counts, including first-degree intentional homicide. The same jury returned to decide whether mental illness or defect excused Giles from responsibility for the acts. The defense called witnesses who said that Giles had been to Lincoln Hills Youth Prison in the past and was later admitted to Mendota Mental Health Institute because of self-harm allegations. In non-psychotic illness or NGI trials, the jury will have to decide whether the defendant was able to realize the wrongfulness of what they had done or choose to change their behavior to comply with the law. If found guilty, the defendant's sentence will be served in a safe mental health facility rather than a regular prison. However, in Giles' instance, the defense was only admitting mental defect on a few of the 15 charges, which means the man will probably receive 2 different sentences. According to the authorities, the toddler suffered many fractures to her skull and died from blunt force trauma to her head in April 2022 in Madison, Wisconsin. Additionally, blunt force injuries consistent with sexual assault were discovered elsewhere during an autopsy.
Circuit Judge Mario White formally entered the convictions for Giles on 2 of the 15 crimes that the same jury found him guilty of last month. First-degree sexual abuse of a child causing grave bodily injury and murder. Overseas now and to Australia, as a 15-year-old boy who claimed to be a friend of another juvenile accused of stabbing a Sydney bishop is now seeking bail after being charged with plotting a terrorist attack. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
A Sydney court last week charged the 15-year-old along with 5 other teens ages 14 to 17 with a range of crimes, including conspiring to engage in or planning a terrorist act. All 6 are still behind bars. A 16-year-old stands accused of stabbing an Assyrian Orthodox bishop and a priest on April 15th while a church service was being televised online. Ahmed Deeb, the 15-year-old's attorney, argued before the Parramatta Children's Court that Magistrate James Viney should release his client on bail because of unusual circumstances. Rebecca Roger, the prosecutor, contested the boy's request for release, claiming his circumstances were ordinary. Deeb produced a stack of papers that included a psychological report, school report cards, and an affidavit from the boy's mother. The boy's past behavioral problems, lack of confidence, and low self-esteem were revealed in the records. The prosecution contended that these factors were expected in such a case. Roger said that the boy discussed targeting Jews in an encrypted chat channel called Plans. 4 days after the bishop's stabbing, a crime which sparked a protest outside the church, his attacker was charged with committing a terrorist act.
Neither the bishop nor the priest sustained life-threatening injuries.
Thanks, John. Christina Ace is nursing director at Roselyn Assisted Living Facility, West Lynn, Oregon. She's been there 15 years. She usually starts her 40-minute drive to work 6:30 a.m., but she texts a coworker at 7 saying she will be late for the 7:30 shift. She never makes it. Her 2013 Toyota RAV4 found parked on the side of a road just 1 mile from home, her lunch bag still inside. Several interior surfaces seem to have been cleaned. Phone records show Christina exited Interstate 205, stayed in the area of Glenwood Park, Portland, for 3 hours before her phone shuts off just after 10 a.m. It's unclear why Christina may have been in the area. Christina Ace, now missing nearly a month. If you have info on Christina Ace, contact Vancouver, Washington PD, 360-487-7400. Repeat, 360-487-7400. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.